daily news by remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Sunday marked the somber milestone of 500,000 deaths globally from COVID-19. In fact, that figure is now approximately 502,000. It is a little more than a quarter of that in the United States. We're also looking at more than 10.1 million confirmed infections globally and more than 2.5 million in the U.S. The milestones come as many hard-hit countries ease their lockdown measures while making extensive alterations to the ways people live and work. North America, Latin America, and Europe each account for around 25% of cases, while Asia and the Middle East have around 11% and 9% respectively. That is according to the Reuters tally, which uses government reports. Just two countries account for over a third of all new cases within the past week. That's India and Brazil. They're both battling outbreaks of over 10,000 cases each day. Brazil has the third highest number of cases globally, and some researchers say the death toll in Latin America alone could rise over 380,000 by October. Some countries are also experiencing a surge or resurgence in infections, leading authorities to partially reinstate lockdown measures in what experts say could be a recurring pattern in the coming months into 2021. That is true in the United States, where several states at the center of the new surge of infections have taken steps to backtrack from efforts to ease restrictions on businesses. Countries, including China, New Zealand, and Australia, have seen new outbreaks in the past month alone, that is, despite largely quashing local transmission. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. British Interior Minister Priti Patel spoke out against recent mass gatherings, which break social distancing measures imposed to counter coronavirus. Speaking to the BBC's Andrew Marr, Patel cited demonstrations, illegal street parties, and Liverpool fans celebrating their team's Premier League title. And crowds are currently barred in Britain, but a spell of hot weather and anticipation of planned easings of restrictions on July 4th have led some people to flout the rules, with crowded South Coast beaches and large gatherings in parks and open spaces. Easing of the country's lockdown measures to restart the badly damaged economy means bars and restaurants can reopen next month, which Patel said was part of a roadmap but must include strict social distancing. She warned of the risk of second waves of the virus causing further damage to the economy. Australia's second most populous state said on Monday that it is considering reimposing social distancing restrictions after the country reported its biggest one-day rise in new coronavirus infections in more than 2 months. While many states and territories have yet to report their latest numbers, Victoria said it has detected 75 cases in a 24-hour period, enough to make it Australia's biggest daily outbreak since April 11th. The growing figures have stoked fears of a second wave in Australia after several weeks of fewer than 20 new cases each day. As cases have mounted, Victoria has embarked on a massive testing pattern, and the state's chief health officer said the state is considering reimposing social distancing restrictions. With just over 4 months to go before Election Day, U.S. President Donald Trump is escalating his efforts to delegitimize the vote. He's made the claim that 2020 will be the most corrupt election in the history of the country. Mr. Trump spent much of 2016 going after the very process that ultimately put him in the White House. Some historians say such rhetoric from a sitting president is unprecedented. And election experts have repeatedly discredited the claims about widespread fraud in the mail-in voting process. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says that she is asking for a report to Congress after a newspaper cited U.S. intelligence from months ago that a Russian military intelligence unit secretly offered bounties to Taliban-linked militants for killing American troops in Afghanistan. The New York Times also reported that the White House has yet to authorize any response. President Trump denies being briefed. Pelosi tells ABC's This Week that she has not been informed about reported bounties. She says this is as bad as it gets, and yet Mr. Trump won't confront Russia. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.